This is episode 1991 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new series we're launching into this week. The theme of this series we'll be exploring is how to be productive during a crisis. For many of you, as we're all in this together, the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, we are staying safe at home. Hopefully you are doing this. Now that is if you are lucky not to have the coronavirus, where you're sick or you are caring for a loved one. If you are at home and you are well, you are keeping your distance, you may have thought that this was going to be some nice downtime. However, you may find that you are suddenly homeschooling children or working remotely, having to deal with all kinds of interruptions from home. This is not exactly the staycation you may have thought initially it might be. Keep in mind that it's easy to underestimate the amount of energy it takes emotionally and mentally to stay in place and to suddenly have to adapt to a new normal. And this can be a time where you have so much you'd like to get done and you get started on something and then you find you're distracted and then you are listening to news and online checking out what's happening, because this is the type of situation that changes from moment to moment, and we hear conflicting advice. We're never sure quite what to believe. And this is where you can tap into your intuition. That's the part of you that you cultivate each time you sit down to meditate. Well, this can be one of your greatest tools to help you manage going through the coronavirus pandemic. So give yourself a lot of time to slow down so you can connect to that most important part of yourself. And this is how you can be most productive as you navigate the ups and downs and ins and out of this pandemic. I have been waking up in the morning with all kinds of things that I want to do. I've created some structure where I'm exercising in the morning and I'm planning meals in advance, and I have certain things that I do each day. What I've been noticing is that the days seem to fly by and I haven't had the chance to accomplish nearly what I had set out to do. I thought the days would just drag on, but I find that they fly by, but I feel like I'm not being very productive. So that's why I want to share this series with you. And I will be sharing with you some tools and tips and techniques to help you be productive, whether you're working from home virtually. Since I have a virtual business, I thought that I would share with you some tools that I have found very helpful. And if you are not working, maybe you are alone and you're looking for things to do, I'll still share with you inspiration and ways you can be productive, regardless of whether you're working at home or this is some downtime for you. So, to start you off on this productivity series, your first step is to slow down, to give yourself some time to absorb all you've been going through, all that's happened in the world and to you in your own world, how this pandemic has impacted you. Maybe you've lost a job, or you're not sure that you're going to be able to get done all the things you need to do in your current job now that you're working virtually with so many interruptions going on at home. Or maybe you're going through a difficult relationship crisis on top of this pandemic. Or maybe you're experiencing a health crisis. There are so many parts of our lives that have been interrupted and temporarily placed on hold as we first and foremost have to learn how to live a new normal in this pandemic. So as you slow down and give yourself the chance to reflect on what has been happening with you, I encourage you to create this week a productivity journal. Now, in last week's series, you can go back and listen to that. That was all about hope. And I encourage you to keep a hope journal where you wrote down what you were hopeful for as you go through this series. One thing each day that brings you hope to keep you inspired. And I shared with you the lives of many inspirational people who've overcome tragic, extenuating circumstances. This week, I encourage you to keep a separate productivity journal. And this is for you to record how you feel in regard to how you want your life to look and what has changed in your life, the things that you have control over and the things that you feel like you've lost control over. And it can feel like there's no end in sight and that there's this wave creeping towards you and your city and your town if you're not already inundated with cases, but you feel this impending doom. So try to think about how you want your life to look as you go through the pandemic and afterwards. And just notice how you're processing your emotions and what is causing you your greatest fears. This is going to give you a bird's eye view of your current new normal. So this can be like a new normal journal. So how you spend your days is completely different. And again, that sense of control over how you move about your day and how you're going to live each day has been greatly altered by this virus. So come up with something to write down your reflections on, even just a few pieces of paper. And you don't have to write a lot. You could even just write down a few thoughts, even a few bullet points of how you're doing and your greatest fears and what you want your future to look like. So take some time to step back and to slow down, to give yourself some perspective on all that is going on with you, all that has changed in your life and all that has happened. Doing this simple step is going to change the way you look at your productivity because you're going to have some perspective on just how much emotionally and mentally you are experiencing to keep your physical self safe from the virus. So that is your first productivity step today. And I encourage you to write in your productivity journal each day this week. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, reflect on the fears you've been experiencing. And then reflect on what you are doing that you could give up. What is distracting you? And really consider the people you're surrounding yourself with, the kinds of news you're listening to. You want to keep informed, to keep safe and on top of this virus, but you can feel inundated, completely saturated with so many sources of information that are often conflicting. So pay close attention to what the experts and scientists say. This can shield you from becoming so emotionally involved in what's going on politically with the virus. So keep your productivity journal handy in your meditation space as you meditate, and reflect now on the fears you're experiencing, and just notice how you're feeling. Check in with yourself. Give yourself a lot of credit for all you're going through. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations for this series, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.